Brené Baker told the mayor and council members Monday that supporters of the proposed anti-discrimination ordinance are still fuming over the council's decision to postpone final action on the measure.
I'm sure I need hardly remind you all of the swearing, slander, jeering, interruptions, and hate speech that was allowed of those opposing the ordinance and endured by the LGBTQ plus persons who were brave enough to attend.
Baker says supporters are especially frustrated that Matherly failed to restrain opponents of the ordinance. She says their outbursts made it difficult for supporters to testify.
I am angry and sad that my elected officials think equal protections for LGBTQ plus persons is something to be addressed at their leisure.
Eric Mueling says the harassment included use of an iPhone ad hoc service called AirDrop that was being used to anonymously transmit threatening images to other iPhone users in the council meeting chambers that night.
The images included a Confederate battle flag and Second Amendment symbols and a snake. Others at the city council meeting received similar images and images of male genitalia.
Mueling says the images were intended to intimidate supporters of the ordinance. He says he knows of at least one person who'd intended to testify in favor of the measure, but left the meeting because of the iPhone images and heated testimony.
Images of the Confederate battle flag were taunting and intimidating, and this has no place in public meeting of the Fairbanks City Council. Uploading images of male genitalia during the council meeting was sexual harassment.
Mueling says he told Matherly about the incident after the meeting and submitted six of the images when he filed a police report. Matherly says the matter's under investigation. He says he didn't know about the AirDrop harassment, and he told those at Monday's meeting the only way to prevent receiving unwelcome images like that is to shut off that function on their iPhones.
I would encourage people to turn their AirDrop ability off, and you won't get those.
Council members Valerie Therrien, June Rogers, Shoshana Kuhn, and Catherine Otterston all said the harassment was made worse by the fact that the images were transmitted by someone in the council chambers during a meeting. Otterston says she, like all members of the LGBT community, are accustomed to online trolls, but she says the cell phone cyber attack went too far.
The AirDrop actually, frankly, disturbs me more than the anonymous chatter online that's contained physical threats against myself, some members of the public who spoke, because the AirDrop was done from this room.
Otterston proposed the measure, which the rest of the council, except Jerry Cleworth, joined in co-introducing. Kuhn says the incident affirms the concerns of the LGBT community, whose members say they're often subjected to harassment and discrimination.
Intimidation is often how discrimination actually happens, and so it's really real.
Council members will continue reviewing the ordinance in work sessions on Wednesday and Thursday. They hope to consider approval of an amended version next month. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.